Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
President Bush gave us a challenge about out-of-control judges when he repeatedly said in his campaign speeches in 2004, "We will not stand for judges who undermine democracy by legislating from the bench and try to remake the culture of America by court order." Since Bush said that, the Supreme Court has thumbed its nose at our culture and gone right ahead and legislated from the bench. This summer, the Supreme Court ruled that it is unconstitutional to hang a copy of the Ten Commandments in courthouses, and ruled that it is okay for local government to take private property from poor people and give it to rich developers in order for the city to collect higher taxes. When one branch of government gets out of control, it is the duty of the other branches to restore balance. You, the American people, have a big part in dealing with these supremacist judges. You must tell your senators and representatives that they must stop judges from legislating from the bench and changing our culture by court order. Congress should pass the necessary laws to restrain the judges from their mischief, particularly in those areas where we don't trust the judges, the Ten Commandments, the Pledge of Allegiance, the definition of marriage, and the Boy Scouts. Article 3 of the U.S. Constitution gives Congress the power to make exceptions and regulations to the kinds of cases the Supreme Court can hear. And we expect Congress to use that power to rein in the out-of-control judges. The battle cry of the liberals is that we must have an independent judiciary. What they really mean is independent from the Constitution, and we cannot allow that. The bottom line in this issue is self-government. Are we going to be governed by our elected representatives or by supremacist judges who think they can rewrite our Constitution, legislate from the bench, and overturn our culture and heritage by court decision? You need to tell your representatives in Congress to pass the necessary legislation to stop judicial tyranny.
Do you believe the American people should be governed by laws made by our elected representatives or by non-elected judges imposing their own social and political agendas? This question is discussed in Phyllis Schlafly's new book, The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. For information, go online to egoforum.org or call 1-800-726-8096. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating a popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. That's right. We've got good news, we got bad news, we got news, but one thing we have to take heart with, folks, we are turning this issue around. Americans have gotten up off their sorry behinds, they've woken up, they're waking up their neighbors, their friends, their relatives, they're getting everybody's attention. We've even got the attention of the President of the United States, finally. Do I trust him? No. Do I think he's a good person? No. Do I think he would do the right thing? No. But he's listening to us, and that's what's important. Last week, folks, a court decision in the state of California was reached that will have far-reaching implications in the fight against illegal immigration. In a unanimous 3-judge ruling in a California appeals court, illegal aliens hurt on the job are now entitled to workmen's compensation benefits. Torrance Coffee Roaster Farmer Brothers Company sought to deny workers' comp benefits to an employee who was injured on the job there. The basis for the request for this denial was that the employee was in the country illegally. Farmer Brothers argued that immigration laws superseded state laws when it comes to victims of a workplace injury. If I was allowed a question of Farmer Brothers, I would have asked, where were those federal immigration laws that you are so fond of now when you hired this guy, a Senor Rafael Ruiz? I ask, where were these laws then? Were there any laws in place? The answer to that is hell yes. Yes, there was a law in place and you ignored it and you hired him anyway. You knew he was illegal, but guess what? You wanted him there because he was cheap. He was simple. He was easy and you could exploit him. Well, now who's the Mac? Who's being exploited now? You are. Farmer Brothers' position is that Senor Ruiz broke state insurance laws by using fraudulent identification papers to get hired and subsequently became ineligible for workers' compensation. The court rejected this, saying that there is no such statute making that requirement. And they're right, there isn't. There should be, but there isn't. Farmer Brothers had a hard time finding support from fellow employers in the state of California because many, maybe even most of those employers are hiring illegal aliens and didn't want the heat. Now, my opinion on this ruling, and I'm going to give it to you straight out. This may shock some of you, to which I don't care, but I applaud the ruling. I applaud the ruling highly. I think it's the greatest thing that ever happened to us and to these piss-poor employers out here that are hiring these illegal aliens. I hate that Ruiz will get any money, and I want him deported because he's a thief and a criminal. But I applaud the ruling because now the courts will stick it to farmers, and they needed to have it stuck to them. And maybe some of these other employers will understand that the cost of cheap labor is no longer as cheap as it was. It's going to cost them a ton of money. And I love it. They're going to find out that this cheap labor is getting more expensive by the day. I hope every illegal alien in the state of California will, quote, injure, unquote, himself on the job and then sue for workers' comp. I want them all to sue. Millions and millions of illegals in the state of California. I want them all to sue their employers. That's what I want. I want to happen now. I hope they bankrupt the system and these rotten employers that employ them. Don't get me wrong. I have zero compassion for any exploitation that they may receive. Zero. A guy that puts himself in there to be exploited, exploit him. I have no compassion for the worker. None. Now that we got that out of the way, I hope they go in here and bankrupt the system, and I mean it. They have been the new slaves for some time now. In fact, they are better than slaves. With a slave, you have to buy him. You have to feed him. If he gets sick, you have to call the doctor. When he got old, you had to take care of him. And when he died, you had to bury him. Now, with an illegal alien, you don't have to do any of this. You don't have to buy him. He just shows up, millions of them. You don't have to feed him, for there's food stamps. If he gets sick, you don't have to take care of him. There's our failing bankrupt emergency rooms ready to do that. If he gets old, you push him out of the way. And if he dies, you step over him and get a new one. There's millions of them here, folks. You don't have to even look far. They're right there, and you can hire one of them. Without federal prosecution, they will hire somebody every single time, and the employer will get away with it. And this is a situation that has been here for some time. But with this new ruling, the change is in. And guess what? It's been in effect for some time in the state of California, but now they have reaffirmed that you got to pay these people. You got to pay them. I love it. And I know I'm going to get the emails. I know I'm going to get the phone calls. How dare you say that? These illegal aliens are going to get our money. Well, you know what? It's not our money. It's money from the insurance companies, and it's the premium from the employers. And stick it to them. I mean stick it deep and then twist it. You know why? Because they didn't care when they got rid of the American employee. They didn't care when they took us off the job. They didn't care when they enslaved these people and used them. Well, now guess what? The slave is fighting back. And don't you think there's a workshop in the illegal alien community that tells them what to do, how many weeks you got to work before you can get workers' comp? These people are unscrupulous. They come illegally to our country. You think they're not going to defraud the system? They're going to defraud it every way they can, as they do with welfare and everything else. And I look forward to it. Because then maybe you stupid people out there will wake up and say, you know what? I'm really hurt. I'm an American citizen. The system is broke. I can't get any workers' comp because these people have used it all up. And if you didn't say anything before that, then you deserve not to get nothing. And all of those people out there that say, well, these poor people should be protected. You protect them. I think that Farmer Brothers and every other employer should be paying for them. They should get the money out of their company and pay this guy every week for his, quote, workers' comp, for his injury, unquote. And then maybe they will understand. You've got to get their attention. And that's what we haven't done yet. But we're getting there. We are getting their attention. We will continue to do it. And guess what? This new ruling is just the right change we need. Just enough. Not too much, just enough. And I applaud it. I applaud everything we can do to stick it to an employer. As the people who call me and email me tell me, the number one cause of this is the employers. And they're right. The employers. And then you've got the guy that laces up his shoes and comes across our border. And then you've got these politicians who allow this to go on. That's who we blame in that order. And if we take away the first piece of that equation, the employer, these people will go on welfare. If we take that away, they'll go home. And that's what we want. I will not allow people like Bill O'Reilly and the President of the United States to get on TV and say that the American people don't have the stomach to deport 20 million people. Just ask us. Ask us. And then you'll know. We want them out of here. And we want them out of here now. And if you don't get them out of here, we will do it. That I promise. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All American Radio Network.
Today, we need a nation of Minutemen, citizens who are not only prepared to take arms, but citizens who regard the preservation of freedom as the basic purpose of their daily life, and who are willing to consciously work and sacrifice for that freedom. Do you know who said that? John F. Kennedy. Are you willing to work and sacrifice for your freedom? Considering the state of our nation, you ought to be. Anti-gun politicians today think they can improve society by keeping guns out of the hands of criminals. They pass legislation that only pertains to those who already obey the law. The fact is, gun control increases violent crime by shifting the balance of power to the criminal, while simultaneously disarming helpless victims and lawful citizens. This is Sherry Crawford, Director of Marketing for the Liberty Bells, urging you to defend your right to defend yourself. Visit our website at libertybells.org to get educated and to support the cause. Liberty Bells, we're putting the Second Amendment first.
Hi, Roy Burns, President of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. For the last 12 years, Merrick Bob has been employed as special counsel to the Board of Supervisors to serve as monitor of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. This job pays him about $200,000 a year. Naturally, Bob wants to keep his job, so he finds problems with our department to keep his salary coming. He does this by producing lengthy reports which criticize our department without ever consulting the deputies. Merrick Bob's reports are negative, not just because they're justified, but simply to promote his longevity. Bob took issue with District Attorney Steve Cooley, saying he declines to prosecute deputy sheriffs. According to District Attorney Cooley, his prosecutors are required by law to review all evidence before making a determination, unlike Mr. Bob. As president of ALAD, I back Steve Cooley, who faults Merrick Bob. I would like to see the Board of Supervisors stop using Mr. Bob as a monitor. His findings lack support and are printed simply to keep his job alive. Instead, I suggest a civilian review board with members who have law enforcement experience. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration here. And I want to remind you folks, if you have friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the folks tonight live at WLRM 1380 Memphis, Tennessee, the great KDON 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada, KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona. And I want to welcome all the good folks listening on the RBN Network. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give and then some. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Tonight we have Democratic National Committee Chairman, ex-governor of Vermont, and current illegal alien idiot, Howard Dean. Jeez. Last week in a two-day trip to Mexico City, Howard Dean showed just how much of an idiot he really is. He was accompanied by two racist congressional members, Xavier Becerra of California and Raul Grijalva of Arizona, which should have told you right then the tone of the mission and where it was going. Dean's first statement I agree with. Quote, "We believe a strong Mexico and a strong Mexican economy fixes a lot of the problems between the two countries, particularly immigration and narcotics," unquote. I agree with that. Good statement. Right on the money. No problem. Totally rational, but then he goes on to say that we ought to have a partnership with Mexico, And I thought we already did. After all, we've got 20 million of their nationals here illegally already. Seems like a hell of a partnership to me, though it's one we Americans would probably gladly do without. Then he turned total idiot on us and said that the failure of this country to cooperate with Mexico on immigration reform spawned movements like the Minutemen. He said such groups are extremists who send the, quote, wrong message about America. This is an immigration compromise regarding strong borders and the mutual agreement with Mexico that could work, end quote. Yeah, could work if we amnesty their people, all 20 million of them, and then give them welfare and in-state tuition and open our borders wide open. I'm sure that's the compromise that Mexican government wants. Just as sure as I am that it is not, Mr. Dean, our lack of cooperation with Mexico that spawned the Minutemen. It was the illegal immigration itself and Hispandering piss-poor politicians like you who spawned the Minutemen. Without you, there would be no Minutemen. There would be no Prop 200 in the state of Arizona. There would be no Prop 187, and there would be no Cal Border Police without you, Mr. Dean, and those of your ilk. Howard Dean, you suck. But more than that, you're the most horriblest clown of the week. You know, it's unbelievable to me, folks. Democrat, Republican, they're all the same. And it's just unbelievable. And what angers me the most, you Democrats out there will go put this clown right back in office. He's representing you. He's your party chairman now. And you Republicans will put in people like Dreyer and Cannon and Colby and Flake and all the rest of these idiots that don't represent the American people, the 90% of us who want illegal immigration fixed. But you'll keep voting for them because guess what? They are from your party. Every once in a while, we find somebody who's about something, as we say here in the ghetto. And I've known this guy here for some time. I met him in Las Vegas early this year, and I was with him in Chicago last weekend. Robert Vasquez of Caldwell, Idaho. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Terry. Thank you.
I'm really happy to have you here with us tonight. The reason I brought you on, I want you to explain to people. You know, they think everything is a border state down here in the South and maybe Chicago, but Idaho is becoming a border state. Am I correct?
That's correct. And actually, we are a border state. We border Canada on the northwest end of our state.
The little end. Right.
But we don't have millions of Canadians sneaking across the border, trying to take jobs and make us all speak French either.
Well, you know what, Robert, when people tell me about all these Canadian workers, I say, let's do this. Let's go into the L.A. City schools and let's find all those Canadian illegal alien children. I'll give you $100 for each one you find if you give me a dollar for everyone we find that's not from Canada. And I guarantee by 10 o'clock in the morning, I will break this guy. I'll have more of his money than he's got of mine. But the point is, you have a problem there in Idaho. We've got problems in almost every state of the union now, and you're doing something up there. You sent a bill. We've had you on the air before. You talked about it. You sent a bill to the Mexican government for what?
$2,005,315.07.
What was the 7 cents for? Is any itemization?
It's a rounding error.
Okay.
I guess so.
Anyway, this was for the care of their people, the incarceration of their people, and what else?
Correct. It was for the medical care provided to those illegal aliens in our county jail, and for indigent medical welfare claims that were filed by illegal aliens that had been previously paid without being challenged at all. And that was based on, I believe, erroneous information from our prosecuting attorney that, gee gosh, there's just nothing we can do. We have to pay it. And I said, well, now, I don't think so. And decided that I needed to do something in 2004, when we had busloads of illegal aliens traveling across the country on their way to Washington, D.C. in order to demand rights they don't have. At that point, I said, enough is enough. The people of Idaho and my constituents in Canyon County did not elect me to pay their hard-earned dollars to illegal aliens that have no right to be in this country whatsoever, let alone laying claim to medical benefits, which are often denied to my own constituents, American citizens, because they don't qualify based on the fact that they own a house.
This is a story that we've heard 100,000 times of Americans, veterans,
who can't get any benefits, but they will give these people everything we have. And it really amazes me that this takes place. But you know what? The main reason I wanted you on tonight is that you're running for Congress. And you made this effort to get this money. I'm sure you're still waiting on a reply from Mexico. But that's not the point. The point is that you did send them the bill. And if every politician in this country did that, we would get some action. And you're running for Congress now. What do you think you can do in Congress that these guys in your district, and my district too for that matter, haven't done so far?
Well, the one thing that I can do is travel into other districts. Of course, I would have to serve notice, and let me serve notice now to any congressional representatives that are listening, that I will go into their districts and I will tell their people what is happening. I will express the experiences that I've had on a weekly basis as a county commissioner being required to pay medical care for illegal aliens. I will tell them about the two methamphetamine distribution rings that were predominantly run by illegal aliens here in Canyon County. And I will tell the people in those various districts that their elected officials, their congressmen, are doing absolutely nothing about it. So when their people, their constituents, are victims of crime or have their medical costs increased, that's why. And they need to change whomever is in that office.
Now, I don't believe in playing the race card, but let's get it out of the way because people do need to know. Your name is Robert Vasquez. You are a Hispanic gentleman. And folks, I know this man. He looks very Hispanic. He also looks very American. He sounds more American than most people I know. But he has roots from Mexico, as I believe his grandparents, and he was born and raised in the state of Texas. So he knows the Hispanic culture. He's proud of who he is, being an American. He served us valiantly in Vietnam. He's got two Purple Hearts. But this guy is an American. And, you know, I say that all the time on this show. I don't care what color, where you're from. I don't care if you naturalized to this country. I don't care if you were born here. Some of the naturalized citizens we have, like Luca and Diane that I know from Beverly Hills and other people, are some of the better Americans in this country. And I say that because they chose to come here and they are sticking up and fighting for America. Whereas some of the Americans I know, they were born here, you know, they're not doing much of anything. So you can be a good citizen whether you're born here or naturalized. That's neither here nor there with me. But Robert's an American-born guy. He served his country proudly, and he's trying to serve again, and he's running for Congress. And the reason I had him on here is because, you know, it is a very expensive proposition. He didn't ask me to come on here. This is not a commercial for him. I invited him tonight. I invited him when we were in Chicago last week together. And what I want you folks to do, you know, we're always asking for money for the show and for other things. And tonight, I want to ask you to help this guy get to Congress. Now, here's why. Yeah, he lives in Idaho. He will be representing the congressional district. What's the number there in Idaho?
Congressional district.
Okay, that you will be representing that district there. You will be representing Idaho, but every time you vote for all of us. Every vote you vote goes for all Americans. When we need a bill passed, I don't care where the guy is from, as long as he votes yes on it, it doesn't matter what district he represents. So folks, he votes for them, but he votes for us at the same time. How many times has Tom Tancredo stood up for America? Even though he represents Denver, he's standing up for the rest of us. And this guy is trying to do the same thing. So what we're going to do, we're going to ask people to help you. And I'm going to ask you folks tonight if you can see your way fit to send this guy a couple of bucks. He needs it to get in office. We've got him. We've got Randy Graff. We've got Sonny Sardo. We've got other people running for office now who will do the right thing if they get in office. All we need is Gilchrist. Excuse me, Jim. I'm sorry. We've got Mr. Gilchrist who's running. These are people that are talking the talk. And if you don't help them, they're not going to make it because it is an expensive proposition. Robert, how do they get a dollar to you if they want to send it?
They can either send it to Post Office Box 442, Vasquez for Idaho, Post Office Box 442, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or they can go online to vasquezforidaho.org and contribute through the website there.
That's V-A-S-Q-U-E-Z, correct?
Yes, it is.
VasquezForIdaho.org, and you can contribute there, or you can go, and I'll read this address again at the end of the show. Folks, this is important. Now, you know me. I don't go around endorsing politicians, but I'm telling you, this guy talks the talk, and he needs your help. So if you can help him, and this is an empty seat, am I correct?
It is. It's an open seat.
This is an open seat.
The current Congressman Butch Otter has indicated he's going to run for governor. There are currently five people running for this office, including me.
He's got a shot. This is not an unrealistic thing. He's got a shot, and he needs your help. Robert, let me ask you this. If you get in Congress, what do you do when they start calling you a white supremacist or anti-Hispanic racist? What would be your reply to these people?
Well, after I finish laughing,
yeah.
Obviously it's pretty hard for anyone to look at me and claim that I'm a white supremacist. My last name is Vasquez. I'm dark-complected. I have dark hair, dark eyes. Well, I used to anyway. It's salt and pepper hair now.
Yeah, I was gonna check you on that one, but go ahead.
But you know, it's an absurd accusation, and obviously it's intended to force some kind of reluctance on my part, and that's not going to happen. I'm a Vietnam combat veteran. I don't scare easily, and certainly the oath I took when I joined the United States Army in 1966 at the age of 17. Required me to swear to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. And I repeated that oath in 2003 when I was sworn in as county commissioner in Canyon County. No one has relieved me of that oath, and anyone who has been elected to any office, whether it's city council all the way up to president of the United States, takes that same oath. The difference is I take it seriously. I've put my life on the line. My father has. My brother has. A nephew has. We are committed to this country. It needs to be defended from within as well as without.
Absolutely.
We cannot be defeated militarily, but we are being defeated by milquetoast politicians who see only a means to getting reelected or to benefiting themselves in some form or fashion.
And, folks, this is not a guy here who's using the immigration issue, as some are, to get in office or to get our approval. This guy sent this bill to Mexico long before he ran for office. So he's serious about this. He has a passion for it. He understands it. He knows the danger of us not taking care of this problem now. Robert, I got to go. I want to thank you for coming on. If you could do me a favor, just give out that information one more time.
It's Vasquez for Idaho, P.O. Box 442, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or VasquezForIdaho.org. And Terry, you're a great American, and I thank you greatly.
Well, I thank you, too. You're a great American, too, buddy, and I appreciate your service to this country ever since you were 17 until now. We appreciate you. I wish there were more like you.
Well, God bless you, God bless America, and God bless our troops.
Robert Vasquez, thanks for coming on, buddy. You take care. We're going to stay in touch.
Bye.
All right. There you go, folks. There's one for the books. Here's a guy who understands, a guy who knows what it is. He's been there. He's given for this country. I can't tell you how much, but we appreciate him, and we want to thank him for coming on. Wow. All right, folks, we're going to go to break now. Before we do, we're going to show you the other end of the spectrum. I'm going to play Senor Navarro. I like this one. I know people say I play it too much, but there's always somebody who hasn't heard it, and I want them to hear it. I want them to understand there's people out there that want to take away your rights as an American. These people are racist, and they are race-based. Everything with them is race. If it doesn't look like them, sound like them, walk like them, they're not interested in it. And as a result, we have become one of the most divisive societies in the world. They say we are the melting pot. They say we have all this multiculturalism and diversity. No, diversity is divisity. We are divisive. We are separated from one another, and Mr. Navarro will prove to you why. He will explain to you how he feels, and he will tell you how you as an American are now a second-class citizen.
These are the critical years for us as a Latino community. We're in the state of transition, and that transformation is called the drowning of America. Latinos are now becoming the majority. Because I know the time and history is on the side of the Chicano Latino community. It is changing in the future and in the present the balance of power of this nation. It's a game. It's a game of power. Who controls it? You are like the generals that command armies. We're in a state of war. This Proposition 187 is a declaration of war against the Latino Chicano community of this country. They know the demographics. They know that history and time is on our side as one community, as one people, as one nation within a nation, as a community that we are, the Chicano Latino community of this nation. What this means is a transfer of power. It means control.
The Terry
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, a roadmap for economic and political fusion of our hemisphere. If approved, Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org, then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. And, folks, you know what? I want to tell you about the Reverend Jesse Messy Jackson. You know, he made statements about those poor black folks down there not being allowed to get to their jobs and how they were importing people to come in there and take the job. And I was happy. I was happy that Jesse finally stood up. Well, guess what? He waffled. You knew he would. He sucks. And what he did, he said, we can't blame the people coming in here because they didn't come here. They're being set for. Uh-huh. They're being exploited, uh-huh, and we can't blame them. We have to blame Bush, because Bush is the one who's setting this up. Well, you know, I'm not a friend of President Bush, but I'm not blaming him on this one, and let me tell you why. I'm blaming the people who invade my country. I'm blaming these companies. What I do blame Bush for is waiving the Davis-Bacon Act and giving up these no-bid contracts. That I do blame. But the main person, again, is those employers. Here we right back to the employers again, and I blame that guy that laced up his shoes. Jesse, you know what? Don't waffle. Stand up for your people. Don't be afraid to stand up for your people. You're Mr. Race. Talk race. If you're all about race, stand up on race. But don't waffle. Your people need you right now. You're not doing anything for us, you know? Unless one of them owns a store where they sell $3,000 suits, then they love him. Other than that, you're losing this, brother. You're losing this. All right, folks, we're going to get to our callers. But first, a word from our sponsor. We have the Capital Gold Group with Jonathan Rose. Jonathan, I want to ask you a question, if I may.
Go ahead, Terry.
I was talking to a gentleman the other day who hears your commercials, and he was interested in buying gold. And here's what he told me. He says, I'm not a rich guy. I don't have thousands and thousands of dollars to spend on this stuff. I'm not independently wealthy, so I can't get involved. I told him he was wrong. Am I wrong to tell him that?
Well, if you're on a fixed income, then gold definitely isn't for you. But if you have money in the bank, it isn't doing anything, it's not making you any interest, it's time to move those dead dollars sideways into solid gold coins, which you get to hold on to and bring them back to life.
That's basically what I told him. I said, you don't have to be a super rich guy to get involved in this. Anybody can get in at different levels. Am I correct?
Absolutely. You know, most people start anywhere from $5,000 upwards, and really what they're doing is they're making a safety net for their dollars, and you actually get to hold on to gold, and as the price of gold continues to soar and the dollar continues to shrink, owning gold right now is a very smart move. We have a strong run in gold simply because of the Bush economy. Our trade deficit is growing. The dollar's not getting stronger. It's getting weaker. And unfortunately, gold plays on fear, and there's so much fear in this world today that this is why gold makes the great alternative investment, really the flight to safety and security. And again, it's something tangible that you get to hold on to and cannot be reproduced, unlike paper assets.
Well, I've been saying basically those same things. You've kind of got me indoctrinated now. I know the deal. Tell these folks how they can get involved.
Well, they can actually call this evening. We have operators standing by to get people's names and numbers, and we'll send you out. No obligation. Your name will not be sold on. It's completely private. You'll get our Insider's Gold Guide. Has a wealth of information in there. It's a $20 value. Your listeners will get it absolutely free this evening just by calling 1-800-510-9594. That's 1-800-510-9594. And again, this brochure will show you how to purchase gold at the lowest possible prices, which gold coins will give you a better return in the future. Find the facts out for yourself. Make your capital as safe as gold by calling us right now at 1-800-510-9594. That's 1-800-510-9594.
All right, folks, that's the CapitalGoldGroup.com. That's Jonathan Rose, 1-800-510-9594. We'll give that number out again at the end of the show. And, Jonathan, we want to thank you for coming on with us tonight.
You're welcome, Terry. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. You take care.
Thank you.
All right. All right, let's get to the phones, folks. Let's go to Hank, calling from Santa Monica, California. Hank, what do you hear? What do you say?
I was going to say that if you cannot speak, read, or write English, you have no business working on the plumbing or the electrical wiring on a house.
I would totally agree with that statement.
And the construction industry likes to hire, you know, these people that are not really skilled and try to pass them off as being skilled laborers.
And you know what? I've heard horror stories from a guy I know that inspects houses in the Bay Area up north. You know what he told me, Hank? He said the doors don't close, the plumbing doesn't run, the drains don't hold tight, the water runs on the floor, the cabinets don't close, the drawers won't shut. All of this because they've got substandard labor, illegal alien labor. People don't understand how to take an instruction, how to use a tape measure, how to use a square or anything else, and nothing works. And some of these houses are selling for $600,000 and $700,000. That is unbelievable.
I understand that many of those people are even they're illiterate in their own language, from what I've heard.
Yeah, illiterate in two languages. Hank, thanks for the call.
You bet.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Take care.
All right, let's go to our buddy Ray Haynes to give us an update on the Cal Border Police. Ray, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Pretty good, buddy.
Hey, we are getting down to crunch time in Cal Border Police stuff, so I'm coming talking to everybody I can talk to do two things. Number one, if they got a petition to get it in. Three things. Number one, if they got a petition to get it in. Number two, get more petitions and get it signed. And I'm looking, I want to make a specific request, if you don't mind. I put out this week my 100 people to donate 100 people to donate $1,000 a piece. So far, 15 people have taken me up on that, and I'm going to make a specific request of your audience, if that's all right.
Absolutely.
I would like 10 people tonight to get up on CalBorderPolice.com to donate $1,000. 10 people tonight out of this audience. I don't know how big your audience is, but I'm sure that there are 10 people who could put $1,000 into CalBorderPolice.com.
All right, folks, don't make me look bad here. Now, we always brag about how many people we've got. We talk about how big this audience is. 10 people or even 20 of you, give him $500 a piece. Let's get this in there. We're looking good on this. It can happen, but they need the money to make it happen. So we are appealing to you tonight. Please send
us. I was just saying, I need to get my paid people out by Friday. And to do that, I need $100,000.
All right, folks, there it is. That's Ray Haynes. He's putting everything he's got into this. He's put some of his own money. Some of the other politicians have put their own money. We've got to get this going. We need 10 people, $1,000 a piece tonight. Let's do it. And let me tell you, folks, if you've got a little less than that or a whole lot less than that, still send it in. Send it in, because a lot of people can't afford $1,000. But there are some of you out there who can. Send it to him. Ray, let us know how it goes next week. We appreciate it. We appreciate all you're doing, buddy. Stay on top of it and let us know.
You bet, Terry. Thanks a lot.
All right, Ray. You take care.
All right. Bye.
Good guy, folks. Ray Haynes. All right. Let's get to the phones now. Let's go to my buddy Zoni calling from Santa Monica, California. Zoni, what do you hear? What do you say?
Senor Terry, you're always doing an excellent job. I'll give $25 to you. I was going to give you $50. I split it with California Border Police as we speak. $25 for them and $25 for you.
I appreciate it, Zoni. That's good.
And, you know, I'm really pissed off. I'm sorry. Upset with the employers again, because I know I'm totally right, you know. And to me, this case of Ruiz, Farmer Jones, is a joke, because nobody, like I say before, and I will not stop until I see individuals or supervisors in jail for violating federal law. But I wanted to say to you that unfortunately that is not happening. I know, and I share that with you in private, that I know African-American ministers who hire illegal immigrants.
Oh, I do too.
I know Jewish people in Beverly Hills that hire illegal immigrants, and they laughing at you and me.
Everybody.
Because they know they
Sony.
Will never get not even a 10-cent penalty, nonetheless being in jail 1 hour. So, you know, I'm fed up. I'm fed up because unless we start announcing that, and I hear some of your people, not you, when I talk about this, they keep silent. And you know what silent means? That they don't agree with me on that, because they only want to talk about the guys who look like me and that guy Vasquez from Idaho, because I look, and you know me personally, I feel the stereotype for the illegal immigrant because I look like them and because they're part of my culture.
You know, Vasquez looks like he could be one if you want to stereotype him, too. He looks very Latin.
But, you know,
he does.
I need to expose and denounce all these employers, and if the people who are with you don't do what I do, denounce them, call ICE, call the 1-800-DHS, two eyes, they are joking. You know, that's what I say. You know, a lot of these contractors who are hiring the people over there in Louisiana are happen to be, the owners of these companies are happen to be either white non-Latinos or black non-Latinos.
Yep. You're right.
And you know, with Mr. Jackson, I laugh about it because with all my respect, I love your community. I love black people. I'm not racist. But a lot of these black people over there, they don't want to work, not even for $15 an hour. Because, you know, they've been so fed up with the not fed up, but feeling by the social services that I think, with all my respect, and especially black women, I love black women, but, yeah. You know, with all my respect to you, a lot of your people don't want to work, and that's not right. They need to work.
Well, a lot of my people don't want to work, and I know a lot of Hispanic people that don't want to work, too. I can show them to you in my community. And I also know a lot of white people that don't want to work. You know,
I agree.
Yeah,
Thank you for saying that. I agree.
And what I'm saying on this, Zoni, is also a lot of black folks who are trying to get back down there to Louisiana to get their jobs back. That city was run by black people, both city, state, county workers down there. Private industries were run by black folks. They did the work for over 150, 200 years. So they're trying to get back down there. And yeah, there's some segments of all societies that don't want to work, but there's also a lot of them who can't. I read an article today about all these businesses and all these unions now who cannot get work for their people down there. People who are trying to get the work.
Well, they... yes, on 75, Terry, because 75 on California is going to get rid of this power from the labor unions. I'm fed up with the labor unions. You know, I'm all for it, Zoni.
Favor
of illegal immigration too, because they're making commercials saying, oh, it doesn't matter.
No, and now the FFL-CIO now has endorsed the illegals and are trying to get them MC.
Unbelievable.
Zoni,
this
I got...
Terry, Les is doing an excellent job as a producer, so keep up the good work, and I'm with
you. Thank
you,
sir. All right, Zoni, stay honest about the employers. You're absolutely right.
And viva the Minutemen.
All right, buddy. All right, we got a gentleman on now I want to bring on momentarily. His name is Tan Nguyen. Tan is running for Congress in the 47th District, and he's running against one of the most evil, vile members of Congress. Mr. Nguyen, how are you this evening?
Very good, Terry. How are you?
Pretty good. Tell us who you're running against in the 47th District.
I am running against the Liberal Loretta Sanchez.
Oh, God.
47th District.
Ooh.
I'm very sure that your listeners all know who she is.
Oh, they know. This show here, they definitely, trust me, they know. She has been a disgrace to Congress, as has her sister. They are two of the most race-based people you would talk about in Congress. They are members of the Hispanic caucus, and if it's not somebody that looks like them, talks like them, sounds like them, they're not interested. That has been a problem. They are traitors to this country. Tell us about your campaign.
Well, the campaign right now, we've been running the campaign for the last 5 months or so, Terry, and what we've been doing is just registering people to vote absentee, who understand that on an off-presidential year, the turnout is very low. But I believe that in 2006, because of what we're doing and because of the message, and I believe that people will care in this election, I can guarantee that the turnout will be the highest of any off-presidential year. We're going to take the district back.
Now, Tan, this immigration issue is a huge immigration. You know that the constituents in your area, in your district, are really hungry to do something about this. Everybody, especially in the state of California, but everybody in the country now is talking about illegal immigration. And when you step up and start to talk about it, and I'm sure you have in your campaign, I'm sure you will continue to do so, you're going to be called the same thing a lot of other politicians have been called. You're going to be called a white supremacist. And what do you say to them when they call you a white supremacist?
Well, first thing, Terry, I'm not white. I'm Vietnamese.
We knew that, but I wanted you to tell the people.
So definitely, you know, that label will not stick.
Right.
And I came here when I was about 8.5 years old. I left Vietnam when I was about 7.5 with my family. We escaped to Vietnam. And, you know, we came here, and then luckily we got accepted by the U.S. And we've just been doing what we can to be a part of this country and be good citizens, and I think that label would not stick.
Well, if you were listening when I talked to Mr. Vasquez in Idaho a few minutes ago, you heard me say I don't care if a guy is born here, naturalized, as long as you're an American, that's all that matters to me. I applaud what you're doing, and it definitely will not stick with you. I'm a black man. They call me a white supremacist also, so I, you know, we have a good, Mr. Vasquez, they've called him one. We have a good time with that one. Tan, I got to go. I wanted to get you on for a few minutes tonight, and I hope people will support your campaign out there. I hope everything goes well. You stay in touch. Let us know how it goes.
I appreciate it, Terry.
Okay, folks, he's running for the 47th District. That is in Orange County, correct?
Yes, that's right. It includes Santa Ana, Garden Grove, and Anaheim.
Okay.
And I'll be at the CCINR Wednesday night.
We've got that covered. I got Barbara coming up next. She's going to give the address and all the time and everything else.
Yes, looking forward there.
Tan Nguyen, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thanks, sir.
All right, buddy. Take care. All right, while we got him on, let's get Barbara on here. And Barbara Coe, she's going to tell us about the meeting.
Hi, Tara.
What's up, Barbara?
Oh, we are so thrilled to welcome Tan to be our keynote speaker at our meeting on Wednesday, the 26th. That's at 7:30 at the Garden Grove Women's Center, 9501. Chapman Avenue at Gilbert in Garden Grove. We are so thrilled to hear Tan so courageously state his position that he will fight like a tiger to stop the fraud, illegal alien invasion against our country. And as you well know, Terry, we welcome people of all races and all ethnicities.
Hey, Barbara, we had Tan Nguyen on. We had Robert Vasquez. Ain't diversity grand?
Right.
Ain't it just grand? Don't you just love diversity? You know, and they're Americans, and they talk the talk. I don't care what color they are and where they came from. None of that matters at all. All we care about is, are you an American? Are you going to stand up for this country? And both of these guys are attempting to get into Congress so that they can stand up for us. Boy, won't it be great. We get Randy Graff in. We get Jim Gilchrist in. We get Sonny Sardo in. We get Tan Nguyen in. We get Mr. Vasquez. Boy, we will have something going.
You betcha, Red Rider.
We will have something going, you know?
You betcha. And I want to welcome all of your listeners to our meeting. I think this is going to be an incredibly exciting meeting to hear a guy who has gone through hell and be damned, and I don't have time to go into it right now, to come to America and stand up for America. So we so hope you'll be there. And if you need any additional details about where, when, how, what, why, please feel free to call our toll-free number, 877-NO-ILLEGALS.
All right, Barbara.
All the details right there.
Have a good time, kid. You take care.
Thank you so much, Terry, and God bless.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
All right, folks, let's get back to the callers. Let's go to my buddy Paul Nachman calling from Bozeman, Montana. Paul, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Oh, not much time. I actually had quite a bit to say, Terry. I wanted, instead of a conversation with you, I'd like to address your audience regarding
Please. The
Border Police Initiative, starting with some hard truths. Folks, Terry's show isn't for your entertainment. It's for getting the information out to save our country from its immigration disaster. Terry, whom I know pretty well, would probably rather be home with his wife right now, and he'd probably rather not be spending 20 or 40 hours a week, just my guest, Terry, preparing for the show. But he knows he's one of our most eloquent and effective spokesmen, and he's so important to the cause that he does it. So the show is serious, but what about you listeners? If you regularly listen to the show but never take action, what's the point? If informed people, such as those who listen to the Terry Anderson show, won't stir themselves to actually do something, our country is lost. Tonight I'm concerned that not enough people are pitching in to gather signatures for the Border Police Initiative or donating money to help the effort. About 600,000 valid signatures from registered voters are needed by December 12th, just 7 weeks from now. And you really need to collect about 800,000 total signatures since some won't be valid. Well, many hands makes for light work. Suppose there are 5,000 listeners in California. If each of you collects 100 signatures over the next 5 weeks and sends them in, that's 500,000 signatures, and we're on the ballot.
And 100 signatures is not that hard.
Not that hard. There are about 150,000 signatures are in hand now. And just a couple of points about signature gathering, since Doug and Bill gave you the nuts and bolts several weeks ago. First, it's easier to get signatures from strangers than friends, since if they disagree with you and turn you down, you won't be seeing them again anyway. So stand in front of a store and ask registered voters to sign your petition. Second, signature gathering is going to get harder and harder to do. It'll be a more and more uncomfortable experience as California fills up with more illegal aliens. So the time to bear down and do it is now. So what about you regular callers, Jerry from Victorville, Carlos from Carson, Bill from the South Bay? How about resolving that before you try to get on the air with Terry again, you'll have collected and sent in 100 signatures? Listeners might say, well, what about you, Paul? I live in Montana now, so I can't help with the gathering. But I've sent money to the cause, and I paid my dues in the two prior attempts to redo Proposition 187, where
yes.
I contributed more than $1,500.
Yes, you did.
And collected about 2,000 signatures. So to other listeners outside of California, look at California and see your future. You need to join this California Border Police by sending money. Suppose there are 1,000 of you, and each of you sends $100. That's $100,000. Don't tell me you can't afford it. If you can afford the computer you use to listen to Terry's show, you can certainly cough up $100 for the cause. The bottom line, people, is you can't rely on somebody else to get this initiative on the ballot.
Well
or,
said.
Put it another way, somebody else is you. Over to you, Terry.
Thank you so much, Paul. We appreciate it. Folks, Paul has relocated to Montana, but he's still in the mix. Still loves California. He's still fighting for America. And guess what? I wouldn't trust anybody more than I trust him to do what needs to be done because he put himself out there. He did get those signatures. He did send in the money. And there's so many other people out here who are not doing it. We're asking you to do it. This is the time. And you may have missed what he said, but here's what he meant. As time goes by and the demographics change more because we have not fixed the illegal immigration problem, guess what? Those signatures will be harder to get. They will probably be impossible to get in 10 years unless we fix this now. Now is the time. We've got to do it. Now, Paul, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Terry. Bye.
All right, buddy. Take care. All right, let's go to Luca, calling from Apple Valley, California. Luca, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time, buddy.
Yes, it's time for action. Is this police right? This is no more time to talk. This is not time to do the things. This is the only chance we have. The destiny, we are making it right now. So please, this Tuesday, 11 o'clock, in front of Jerry Lewis' office, we're having another rally. But more important, we're also gathering signatures for the California Border Police Initiative. So from 11 o'clock till 1 o'clock, we will be in Redlands in front of Jerry Lewis, Congressman Jerry Lewis' office. Go to firejerrylewis.com. You can get all the information. Go there, please, because not only we try to expose one of the most ridiculous politicians that is completely working for Mexico and for the illegals, on top, we want to send a message to Washington and to the Congress, and we already have done. By the way, we check our website regularly, and we know that we have almost 20 people from the Congress that have been watching the video of the rally. More important, this is not just about our 41st district. What we're trying to do, we want to try to send a general message to all the congressmen that what's happening to Mr. Lewis now is going to happen to all of them if they're not going to start to work for us, no more for the Mexican government or any other government. So please, come to the rally. If you cannot come, go to the website, firejerrylewis.com, and call. And if you can come to the rally, we're also going to hand the flyer and the application for the California Border Police Initiative. So it's time for action now.
All right, Luca. We appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, my friend.
Take care, buddy.
Thank you.
And speaking of rallies, folks, we're going to have one in Sacramento next Saturday, 10:30 in the morning. On the steps of the Capitol building. I'm going to be there. A lot of other good Americans will be there. Jim Gilchrist and others. We're going to be, Ray Haynes will be there. We're going to stand up for the Minutemen, and we're going to stand up for the Cal Border Initiative on the steps of the Capitol building in Sacramento, Saturday at 10:30 in the morning. Be there at 10. We'd love to see you there. I want to give out that number again for Robert Vasquez. Again, that's Vasquez for Idaho. P.O. Box 442, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606. And do not forget the Cal Border Police, folks. Get your initiatives. Go to calborderpolice.com. The number there is 916-443-6703. Get them. Send them in. Without that, we're not going to make it, folks. You must do that. Let me give out our sponsor's number one more time. That's Jonathan Rose at the Capital Gold Group, 1-800-510-9594. Let's go to John real quick. Calling from Huntington Beach. John, you got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, Terry, real quick. That's 916-443-6703.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, just think, if we don't do something like you were saying about the immigration situation with regard to your...
Now.
The wealth, yes.
Do it now.
Not only are we going to be bankrupt with welfare, we got the Social Security fiasco coming up with the baby boomers situation, the Hurricane Katrina, the war in Iraq. You're not only that, but people won't have any money left to be able to support these millionaire ball players and these millionaire celebrities either.
That's right.
Nobody... And they're going to end up suffering as much as anybody else. The rich people
will
suffer.
No practice America, John. This is a one-time deal. Gotta go,
buddy.
Got it,
buddy. Take care.
Thanks
for
the call.
You bet. Sure.
Folks, don't forget, this week with the Swings, you go to our website and read. This week we have illegal immigration solved and Call a Plumber. Good stuff. I laughed when I read them before I left home. You folks in Phoenix, don't forget our good buddy Rusty Childress at Childress Auto Mall. 22nd Avenue, Camelback. Need an oil change, need your car fixed, need a new car, need a used car, go see Rusty. 22nd Avenue, Camelback, Phoenix, Arizona. I want to remind everybody tonight to please help the Cal Border Police. Don't forget Robert Vasquez for Idaho. It's very important. And don't forget to help us. We need your help to stay on the air, but we won't press that one tonight. Give it to Vasquez. Give it to Cal Border Police tonight, folks. I want to thank Mike Reed, Engineer Deluxe, and my engineer, Les Blinkhorn, for taking your calls. And I want to remind you, folks, that without you, there will be no America. Please, we need your help to keep this thing going. America is very precious, and it's a one-time deal. Don't forget those three websites we tell you about all the time, folks. The TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Mann at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. America is at war right now.
It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.